Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
How you doing today, Tim?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. We've got a pretty good, interesting topic for today. How to use LinkedIn to get more clients. You know, LinkedIn is a platform where people think about, you know, I want to find a job, but they don't really realize that it's an opportunity to find clients as well for web development services.
Yeah.
So we're gonna kind of cover that today. You want to get us started?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the first thing you have to do is you have to ditch the resume-focused profile and start looking at your LinkedIn profile as more of a landing page. So what I mean by that is most people have on LinkedIn pretty much what they have on their professional resume, which has their work experience, which has where they went to school, you know, what awards they've won and all that stuff. Well, that stuff might help you get a job, but getting a client, someone to hire you to build their website, well, that's a little bit different process because that client doesn't really care what your education is or you know what fraternity you were a part of or whatever.
Right.
They want to know what you can do for them. And so if you set up your LinkedIn profile more like a landing page, so with that, you know, your headline being, you know, most people have their headline, you know, Tim Streifler, marketing professional, right? That's like the headline that shows up under your name all throughout the website. Well, that's prime real estate. You know, instead of saying, you know, marketing professional, say something more like helping small businesses increase revenue through their website.
Right. Yeah.
Good point. A tagline of what you can do for your ideal type of client.
Yeah. And I think, you know, also it gives you the opportunity to showcase who you've worked with and stuff and clients that you've done work with, and that matters. If you've worked with McDonald's and Microsoft and, you know, shout it from the rooftops. They don't really care about your credentials. They want to know, you know, that landing page mentality. Hey, you know, these guys have worked with some pretty important people. So if they're good enough to work for them, maybe they can be good enough to work for me. And we're going to talk about, you know, also something that you'll want to do is tailor your LinkedIn profile to speak to your ideal clients and why they should care about you. So if you don't know who your avatar is or your persona of who your ideal clients are, I highly recommend you do some research, look at some tools that will help you find out who that person is. And maybe this is, Tim, I think I've just come up with a future episode for WP the Podcast because personas and avatars are very important, and there are tools out there that can help you figure out who your ideal client is. So you're going to have a carryover, you know, obviously from your ideal client to your, you know, a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, and they're not going to be exactly what you're looking for, but they'll still be really, really good clients. So we're going to do that in the future, but for this purposes of LinkedIn profile, you know, tailor that profile to speak to your ideal client. So if you're you focus on a specific niche, kind of like Tim and I do with Divi, you know, you may want to focus that. So if you use restaurants, you're an expert in the restaurant industry, focus on that. You know, let people know that you're an expert in the restaurant industry of building websites for restaurants. So, you know, just kind of tailor your profile for your ideal clients if you want to get more restaurants, for example.
Yeah, exactly. And the purpose of this episode isn't like, obviously if people come across you on LinkedIn, hey, that's awesome. That, you know, that's absolutely perfect. But you have to think that if you have someone that's been referred to you or found you some other way, you better bet that they're Googling you to learn more about you. And guess what ranks really well in Google? LinkedIn. If you Google my name, Tim Streifler, you'll find my website. You'll find
Facebook,
my Facebook, my LinkedIn profile, all those things. And so you have to think a potential client's going to land there. So think of it as a landing page and speak to your ideal client.
Awesome. What are some of the other things?
Yeah, it's something else. And I got to give credit where credit's due. This was talked about by Neil Patel on the Marketing School podcast, which David and I are big fans of, and talking about how you can repurpose content on LinkedIn. LinkedIn has like a blogging tool built in where you can publish posts. And some people will do entire blog posts exclusive to LinkedIn. And you know, that's probably going to be more effective. But if you're just getting started, I would recommend repurposing an existing blog post with a link back to your website for people to read more and finish the article and so forth. And so you're going to get people sharing the article on LinkedIn because you posted it there. And then, you know, that's more eyeballs reading your content and then potentially linking or clicking over to your website.
Yeah, it's really, really good point. And last but not least, you know, LinkedIn is a, you know, it's all about connections and it's all about who Tim knows. And then, you know, I know Tim, but Tim also knows people that I don't know. So it's kind of that 6 degree of separation thing.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's not just my connections of who I know. So Tim, for example, LinkedIn is that platform that brings all of Tim's connections to me as well. And it's just kind of exponential. So,
yeah,
you know, those multiple depth connections are really important and stuff. And it allow you to get more clients because, you know, if Tim's connected with me and Tim's friend Bob, you know, sees that Tim's connected with me and Bob needs a web designer and he finds me on LinkedIn, there's going to be credibility right there immediately because we're connected and we're friends. So
yeah, except for I would be a little bit bummed that Bob didn't hire me directly since he already knew me. But
yeah, well, you know, what can I say?
Yeah, no, and that's a great point. And the more connections you have, you know, talking about repurposing content and posting it on LinkedIn and so forth, the more connections you have, the more people are going to see that and be able to share it and so forth. So yeah.
Great tips, Tim. Anything else?
No, that's everything I got.
I think that's it for me too. So thanks, everybody, for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. To subscribe, please remember to subscribe. Head on over to WPThePodcast.com. Check out episode 47, How to Use LinkedIn to Get More Clients. We've got some show notes over there that kind of recap the episode. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.